Well, good evening. Good to have you here tonight. Welcome. This experiment is still a work in progress, so we're going to learn based on tonight, and I'm going to learn based on tonight. I'm going to take the next 15 minutes to provide some additional study, some additional material. I also want to speak as to homiletics. I want to speak as to the purpose for our training ministry. Like I say, it's just going to be a few minutes here. And I'm going to do this at the end of every speaker, all right? So nothing I say tonight is picking on Bill. Nothing I say next week will be picking on Al. In fact, if you try to get crafty and go all the way to 7:15 and leave me no leftover time, I will thwart that. So don't even attempt that. Let me open with a word of prayer. There will be people possibly listening on these MP3s that won't have the connection with what you just heard last hour. And so I'm just going to start fresh with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for tonight, and thank you for this time together. And Father, thank you for homiletics, the study on speaking, public speaking and oratory. Father, it's a class I've never taken, so I'm learning, Father, as we go through this together. So thank you for the blessings of having men and women that identify their giftedness, that identify their ministry pursuits, and that desire to improve upon their skills and their giftedness. So, Father, be at work in us. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so this is what we're going to do in this new format. So just bear with me as we flesh it out and work through some of the kinks. Like I say, each Sunday night, we're going to open with three hymns. We'll then have the speaker come forward. I considered doing a formal introduction, and then during the hymns, I changed my mind on that. So there's no need for that. You know who the speakers are. They're part of us. And that's the blessing of having a local church training ministry as opposed to a formal seminary and so forth, is that we know one another, we love one another, and I just decided, you know, the formal introduction's not needed. So didn't do that tonight, won't do that in the coming weeks. But we'll open up with hymns, we'll have speakers. We've got 9 of them now, could add a 10th one before we start over and take it from the top again, all right? And so that means that Bill had the time tonight, and then his turn will come up again about mid-March, all right? So as far as that goes. All right, this is a tough time of year for me, so we'll see what else the Lord's going to do with it. Fill out your forms before you leave. Bring those to me, all right? I'll be collecting those and gathering them up, and then compiling them, synthesizing. I guess Warren and I need to decide how we're going to compile them and how we're going to synthesize them together. I kept my own notes. I've got pages that I kept here within my Logos note file. So I'm just going to add to that week after week after week with each speaker. And I will probably notice several things in common with each speaker. And so I appreciate that. By the way, like I mentioned in my prayer, I have never taken a formal homiletics class in my life. And so teaching it now or going through this experiment now is fun for me. And I wish I would have had this 25 years ago. I wish I would have had this 30 years ago. And it would have been helpful for me to learn sooner rather than later the things that are good to let go and things that can be worked on and things that can be improved. So that's going to be a feature there. Yes, sir.
I had a homiletics class in 1955. I remember all of it.
You remember all of it. Well, that's great. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, this is timeless in some sense because if you're taking the Greek notes, the Grace Notes homiletics course, you probably spotted already from the cover page of the text that was selected that when you go through that text, you're developing your 1890 whatever Lutheran church homiletics. So, but it is timeless and it is cross denominational when it comes down to it. We could bring in some Toastmasters and we could do skills like that. We could do some improv or whatever. The point is though, yes, what we do, we want to do with excellence because what we do, we want to do for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. And it's not a gimmick, all right? We want to keep the first things first. And first thing is fear of the Lord, reverence before Him. That if you have been given a gift of communicator, then you are expected to communicate that to stand before the people of God and say, "Thus saith the Lord." And it is an awesome responsibility. And to presumptuously give your opinion, your insight, your genius, and present it as if it's God's is horrid. And the Lord speaks against that time and time again to the false prophets of the Old Testament. So while we do want to try to improve in our stage awareness, we want to try to improve in our voice projection, we do want to try to engage with the people that are here, we do want to try to improve diction and projection. Did I say that already? We do want those skills to improve, but we want that to not be the number one goal. We're not here to produce entertainers. We're not here to produce it's not about the stage. It's not about the show. It's not about, am I making sense or am I rambling? Okay.
Both.
All right. I am rambling, but it does make sense. So that helps. I also want to read some excerpts from week to week. So I'll do a little bit tonight and a little bit. You might have it in Logos. You might have it in your personal library. Warren Wiersbe wrote a book called The Elements of Preaching. And I enjoy it very much. It's a very simple book. It's very devotional, I think. It's not overly academic, but yet it's very clear, I think. He's got two main sections. The first section is preaching principles that he just lists 1 through 26, and then he has preaching prohibitions that he lists 1 through 14. And I just thought I'd take the occasion each of these Sunday nights, as I have a few minutes at the end of the speakers, to do this. I guess I can do one principle and one warning or one prohibition each week. So principle number one, he says, preaching is the communicating of God's truth by God's servant to meet the needs of people. That's his definition. What are we doing when we're up here preaching? What's the endeavor all about? The communicating of God's truth by God's servant to meet the needs of people. And so that's what we're trying to communicate. This is how Wiersbe puts it. If we accept this definition, we are making several important affirmations. There is such thing as God's truth. And believe it or not, you think, well, that should go without saying. In our day and age, we got to say that. We got to say that loud and clear. We're in a postmodern culture that thinks there is no absolute truth. And they will affirm that absolutely, which just boggles my mind. But there is such a thing as God's truth. The preacher that stands before God's people is declaring what God has declared to be true. And so we declare that with boldness. We declare that with authority. And we don't apologize for that. Secondly, we can know the truth and we can experience it. We can share it with others. People can receive this truth. They can apply it. They can be changed by it. And that's a beautiful thing. And so it's just, I wanted to offer that up to you tonight by way of encouragement and by way of it just blessed me when I read it, and I wanted to share that with you tonight. So we're also accepting some serious obligations, Wiersbe goes on to say. We must know God's truth ourselves. So the preacher knows it. He says it's in the Bible, but are we checking it out ourselves? Do we know it ourselves? Are we appropriating it ourselves in our own priesthood from our own perspective and our own acceptance? We must experience the truth personally. We must know the people we minister to so that we may better apply the truth to their needs. And that's curious to me. I think the Holy Spirit can minister to a total stranger if I don't know who they are, if I don't know them from Adam. The Holy Spirit can take the truth and minister to them. However, the better I do know them, I do think there's a value in that. The better I can shepherd, the better I can relate, the better that we can, maybe after the preaching is done, we can then get together and fellowship in those things on a follow-up basis. We must diligently learn how best to communicate this truth to others. And I would agree with that as far as a method or a style or a technique or what are we comfortable with? How has God shaped us to be? And my overall goal in homiletics is not to turn you into me or turn you into Pastor Ralph or R.B. Thiem or whatever. My goal is to sharpen you as the tool God has designed you to be. Because you're going to communicate in ways I never could. You're going to communicate in ways that God has designed you to do. And so we want to hone those skills as God has designed you. We must grow in our love for truth and our knowledge of it so that our ministry might increase in depth and effectiveness. And that's his kind of the final point that he makes on this, is that if we are preachers, if we are communicating truth to others, we can't ever stop learning ourselves, that we are constantly learning, we're constantly growing, that we are always on that growth track ourselves. If we ever stop growing, if we ever stop learning, then we better stop preaching that same day because we have no business preaching if we have stopped learning and stopped growing ourselves. And I appreciate that. So anyway, that's a little clip from Wiersbe, and I will try to share more. The prohibition, there's 14 of them, so there's fewer of those. His idea is wasting time on long introductions. He warns against that. He makes that his first prohibition, wasting time on long introductions. And he recommends to the preachers that he trains, and he's a Baptist in his background, Wiersbe, but his recommendation is the introduction is short. It lets everybody know what it's about, and then you tear into it. You jump off from there. And so that's his approach. We're going to coach each one of these students as they come up and work with that on those introductions. So that's his warning. He goes on to talk about jokes and other stuff, but I'll let that go for tonight. Any questions on anything? You have your sheets, so you have. We're going to have a 15-minute break or a 20-minute break. I'm going to start PMW at the 7:30 hour, so you've got time before you leave to reflect upon it. But I recommend fill it out now. Fill it out sooner rather than later. Don't take it home and say, I'll bring it back on Wednesday. All right? I don't want you to sleep on it. I don't want your reflections tomorrow or the next day. I want the raw reflections right here, right now, with all that impression still there. Al, you had a question?
Yeah. Are you not using
the text for the Grace Notes course that you're taking by email? That's by Fry. Correct. The blatant, flagrant plagiarism that I'm exposing myself to tonight, I'm taking that from Wiersbe. And that's just my extra credit for you guys. Because I was blessed by it. I enjoyed it. Okay? You're welcome. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Wiersbe wrote all those B commentaries, and be wise, be gentle, and they're good. Yeah, they're excellent. But this is his work on the elements of preaching that I'm just going to share little snippets with you from week to week. All right. Well, let me close with prayer. Did you have something? Well, I also think that some subjects require more introduction than others. You know, there are some subjects that almost explain themselves, and so with a one-sentence thing, you can introduce it and start going. Others, though, require a longer introduction, particularly if there's prerequisite studies that led up to it, there's other things that go into it. I think you can't just make a blanket statement about an introduction because different topics have to be handled in different ways. Eliezer. We're estimating 50 minutes, 50, yeah, like a billable hour. It's just under an hour, and so what we're going to do, we're going to be flexible on that. I kind of coached Bill on that tonight. I'm going to coach each speaker each night. Gauge, depending on how long the hymns take, if we're done singing by 6:10, if we're done singing by 6:15, you know, then you can kind of aim for 7 o'clock or aim for 7:05. If you're extra nervous and you spoke extra fast, and you were done by 6:45, then we don't want you to just feel like you have to stall or kill time or feel, you know, don't do it. Don't try to do that. Just close in prayer and say, I'm done, you know. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to get up here and I'm going to use that extra time, okay? So I'm going to use that extra time and push it to 7:15, which is where we are right now. So, but we're going to use 50 minutes as kind of a ballpark. If you want to take questions, that's fine, yeah. Yeah, we're not requiring that, but if a speaker wants to take questions, that's marvelous. Yeah. Outstanding. And like I say, for Judy and for Fallon and for any of the other women that want to take a topic and want to have an event, let me know, and we will start to put that on the calendar as well. And when we know that, you know, and it depends on how many. I mean, if we get 20 women, then that'll outnumber the men. If we get two or three women or four, then that won't outnumber the men, and then we might say every other Sunday night. So tonight was a co-ed Sunday night. Maybe next week, well, it won't be as fast as next week, but whenever we do have a split class, then we'll sing together, and then we'll dismiss the ladies, and then we'll take it from there. So talk to me before you leave if you want to be put on that list, all right? Father, we do thank you for tonight. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this new format. And as we work out the kinks and work out the details and get better accustomed to it, Father, we just look for your Son to be glorified in all that we do. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. We also commit to you our 7:30 hour. It's also the reboot on our ministry workshop seminary classes. So we leave that in your hands as well, Father. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.